If you are a real estate investor or you want to be a real estate investor and you want more funding for your deals, regardless of what any hard money lender or broker would tell you, regardless of what your banker would tell you, or as a matter of fact, even your credit, don't go anywhere because I'm getting ready to plug you into the funding for real estate deals. Well, if you're brand new to Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor, I want to give you a special welcome and a special hello. Thank you for joining. We've got, wow, the show is starting to explode now with the number of downloads we've got on iTunes and Google Play. We've also got a couple of different channels on YouTube as well. So anyway, what do we talk about here on the show? Well, we talk about everything real estate investing, but particularly we focus on single family houses. If you're new to the show, my wife, Carol Joy, and I, we've been investing in real estate here in Eastern North Carolina for 15 years. Our market is small. It's only about a 40,000 population market that we target real estate investing in. And we do maybe two or three transactions a month. But most of the houses we do renovate and flip. And the average profit now is $64,000 per deal. So when you can make those kind of profits, and we talk about, you know, all kinds of ways that you can make that kind of money here on the show, then you don't have to do, you know, that many transactions. I've got a really special guest here on the show with me today that you're going to want to listen to all the way to the end of the show. I'm going to introduce him in just a moment, but he has been my credit repair expert and specialist for the past 9 years. His name is Paul Ritter. I'm going to introduce him in just a moment after I deliver to you my promise that I made just a moment ago, and that is, well, how in the world am I going to get you plugged into the funding for your deals? Well, you want to make a note of this. In just a very, very short weeks. In fact, it's just right around the corner. The time you're hearing this podcast and we're going live with it, it may be only 2 to 3 weeks away. So I've got my upcoming live event called the Real Estate Investing Cash Flow Conference. And here's the website that we're going to put down. You can go over and check it out. It's www.jayconner.com/moneypodcast. That's all one word. jayconner.com/moneypodcast. That will take you right over to the website that where I talk all about the live event. Let me give you just a quick overview of what's going to be happening at the live event and why you'd want to come. And then we'll get Paul on here on the show. I don't know another real estate investing event like this. 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I have it right here in Eastern North Carolina. I can't do this event anywhere else, and here's why. On the very first day of the event, we actually go out to some of my houses that we have either under renovation or we've just closed on them and haven't started rehab yet. We'll go look at some houses that we finished and we've just put on the market. They're all staged and everything. I teach you how I found the deals. I give you all the numbers, exactly what the rehab is costing, et cetera, or how much it did cost. And here's what's really cool. On that rehab bus tour, and I mean, we take a luxury coach bus around here in the area to these houses. So you see, we're not looking at houses in the multiple listing service. We're actually looking at real live real estate investing, what's going on today and what's working today. You'll meet my contractors that I do business with and how I work with them. You'll meet our interior designer. You'll meet other crew members. You'll meet one of our assistants, our acquisitionist that we work with on locating the deals. And so you're going to see in real life what's going on in the rehabbing side of the business. Now, on the second day, I actually have private lenders, about a dozen or so, come to my event that you get to network with. I also teach you my foreclosure system, which accounts for about a fourth of our business, how we find real estate deals before other real estate investors even know they exist. We have a fantastic VIP reception on the evening of the second day. The third day is I teach how I can sell any house in 3 days or less using my rent to own selling system. And that's why I have Paul here on the show with me to talk about how that exit strategy works and the service that he offers that's so vital to making it successful. Also, we'll be teaching automation, all right? How we automate the business, how I actually work in the business, than 10 hours per month, and we've got everything automated. It took me about a year to get everything automated in the business, and so I'll be teaching that to you as well. So get on over there and check it out. I want to be me in person for 3 days at the upcoming Real Estate Investing Cash Flow Conference. So get on over, as we have it here, www.jayconner.com/moneypodcast. Okay, with that, it's time to bring on my expert, my specialist, my special guest, my very good friend, Paul Ritter. Paul is the owner of Prequal Team and ScreenTheTenant.com. And Paul has been my go-to person. He's handled all of the credit repair. And here's the deal. When I have someone that I'm selling a home on lease option or with rent to own, same thing, well, they're not ready for a mortgage. Okay. And so it's Paul and his team that I use to get these buyers ready for a mortgage while they are living in the house. And so, in fact, we tell the people at the closing table, for all practical purposes, this home is yours. We just haven't transferred the title or the deed yet. And while you're living in the home, you know, Paul Ritter and his team will be getting you ready for the mortgage, and then that's when we cash out. What's really cool is Paul's, if his numbers haven't changed, and I'll let him speak to this in a second, his average credit score, the average score that he's able to raise is about 85 points in 6 months or 9 months, something like that. So anyway, Paul, I'm so excited to have you on the show, and welcome, my friend.
Well, thank you, Jay. Boy, we've been friends for quite a long time now. It's been, I guess, what, about 7 or 8 years you and I have been working together?
I think it's right at 9 years. Time's been flying by, Paul. You and your wife, Joanne, great friends of mine, and Carol Joy, and it's just been great to have you part of our process. And you know, what's cool about you, Paul, is you all get the job done. You know, there's a lot of credit repair or credit restoration companies out there, but, you know, you all actually get it done, and it's just been great to be working with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that edification. Thank you for that introduction. Folks, I tell you, I've had the opportunity and the blessing to go down and see Jay and visit with him and Carol Joy on more than one occasion. And even be a part of his boot camp and going around on his bus tour. And there is nobody in this industry that teaches things more clearly and concisely and answers the questions that you have than Jay Conner. So if you are on the fence about going to his boot camp, I would highly recommend going there, because he is not only is he the best in the industry, but he's actively doing it. Jay, we've done hundreds of houses that we've taken from a point where people couldn't buy a toaster on credit to getting them to a mortgage and cashing them out. And I've had the honor and the privilege of sharing times with a lot of stories with those people. They call me up afterwards, and they post things on my Facebook page, and they're so appreciative of that. And they've referred other people to us as well. So it's been a wonderful business. I love your business model. The fact that you really do want to get them to the cash out closing table. The way we would like to think of it, Jay, is there's really two closing tables with each transaction. The first one is the one where you're giving them the keys and you're saying, okay, you're going to be in a rental situation. And the second one may be a year or two down the road. And that's where they're cashing out for the mortgage. So we're able to get a lot of people to that second closing table because of the action plan we put into play. And because this is really key, folks, the way Jay level sets the people, and he has this, what he calls, he has that little Southern twang. I love his accent. But he says, we have this coming to Jesus moment sometimes, you know, where they have to basically understand that this is not a one-sided street, that it's not all on us as a credit repair, credit specialist. We perform our service is unmatched in the industry because of the aggressive nature we go after the credit bureaus. But there's always that little piece that needs to be accompanied our service. And Jay's an expert at doing that, like building new credit, age of credit, mix of credit, balance limit ratio. He doesn't know all these terms, but what he's doing is he's helping people understand that they have to partake actively in this process somewhat in order to be able to get to that end game. So kudos to you, Jay, and how you do business, and Anybody comes to your classes will learn the details of that as you work with them.
Right, Paul. So what I want you to do in just a moment is to actually walk through the process. What does that process look like, you know, of someone, you know, entering credit repair, you know, with you and with your team, you know, what they do, what you all do, and et cetera. We'll get to that in just a moment. But I want you to take just a moment and tell people, first of all, how it is you're qualified, that, you know, to do the work that you do. And then secondly, what's really different about your service and how you do credit repair, say, from other companies?
Okay. So the reason I feel I'm qualified, I own and operate actually three different entities that all feed into this. You had mentioned on the onset that there's pre-qual team and there's Screen the Tenant. Those two are really near brother and sister companies of each other. The reason why I kind of separated is because some people think when they think of they're going to screen the tenant, they're thinking that they're never going to own the house. They're only doing a screening for a rental. Pre-qual team talks more of what we actually are performing, which is a pre-qualification. We're doing futuristic underwriting for somebody, what they need to do in order to get from cradle to grave, from where they are right now to their mortgage in the future. So pre-qualification or pre-qual team, both of them do the same thing. You can go to either site. They both have similar application processes and so on. The other company, probably the more important one here, is the My Credit Team company. And I've owned and operated that since, I think I started the company in 2005, but I've really been doing that service since about 1997. And the way that started out, I owned and operated several different mortgage companies, Jay. And what happened was a lot of people started to understand that I had this talent to be able to help fix up credit reports. So I'm one of the pioneers out there. I mean, there's a lot of people that have come along lately and try to break into this industry. And it's a very noble industry, but it's also like any other industry, it's riddled with people who really will just take your money and not perform the level of service that they're indicating on the onset. So the reason I've survived so long is because I like to overperform and, you know, just basically make certain that the level set of the people is at least level with where they think they should be, where they should get to, or better. I don't like it whenever they have unrealistic expectations and don't get to where they need to be. So one of the reasons why we're unique, Jay, on the credit repair side, and this is a writer donner, is one of the things is we dispute all the negative things all the time. And a lot of people hear that and say, well, big deal. What the heck's that mean to me? It's everything. It's everything in this industry. It talks of the business model of the company that you're working with. Let's take Lexington Law, for example. What their business model is to try to keep your clients on the hook for as long as possible. And in keeping with that business model, let's just say a person were to have, 10 negative items on their credit report. That implies they have 30 across three credit bureaus. Lexington Law would dispute one thing every 45 days, and you could see it would take years for them to get through the first level of disputes. And that same person, Jay, we would dispute all the negative things all the time, so we might get 10 off because I dispute all 30 negative items. And you can see how that's a quantum leap from being in a position to only get one item off the credit report. So that's why we can give you an end date on the date that you start. So the people are going to be with our service for no more than 9 months. And our fees are really about the same as Lexington Law charges or everyone else out there. It's $120 per month. And again, they give you an end date on the date you start, no more than 9 months. So the second part of the answer to this question, you said, what makes us unique? As far as the credit repair, that's the primary thing. And there's other things too, like you can track your results online real time, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. As a real estate investor, you can track your tenant buyer's results. That's kind of unique as well. The other thing that's going to make us unique is on the pre-qual team or the screen attendant side of the business, we get their income documentation in, like TransUnion Smart Moves or Landlord Station or any other screening service out there. They're not getting their income documentation and they're not doing what we call an affordability analysis. And in that affordability analysis, there's a lot of what-if games that we can play. And I'll get into that in just a little bit here, but that's what makes us unique. And then We're also going to give an action plan in that screening service that lets them know, the tenant buyer, know what they need to do in order to become mortgage ready. And it's inclusive of all of the steps that they need to take, not just repairing the credit. But it talks about budgeting. It talks about what to do and not to do with your bills. You know, what happens when you pay off your car? Should you go out and get another Mercedes the day before you apply for your loan? Obviously, that's a no-no. But those type of things, they should have taught us in high school and college, but they didn't. Those are the things we're basically teaching.
Yeah. So let me go ahead and share a statistic with our audience. And that is, of course, if any of our audience viewers or listeners that are real estate investors will already know this. But if you are, you know, tuning in here on the podcast and you've never invested in a real estate deal yet, and you haven't done your first deal, then you want to know this statistic. So the reason Paul and his team are involved in my process is that when I sell a house on rent to own or lease purchase, same thing, my intention is the same intention as the tenant buyer or the buyer of that house. And that is they're wanting to own the house. They're wanting to move towards, you know, getting their own mortgage and cashing me out and stopping paying rent. And so when they are ready, you know, when I accept someone and approve someone, I'm approving the amount of the non-refundable, the legal term is option fee. And most people call it a lease option deposit, but the actual legal term is an option fee. And here in North Carolina, you got two separate documents. You have the option, and then you have the residential rental contract, mutually exclusive agreements. So they pay, you know, they pay a non-refundable option fee, which is going to be $5,000, $10,000, $25,000, whatever that is that we negotiate and agree on. And then they're going to be paying monthly rent. And rent is rent. I'm not giving any credit to the purchase price from what they're paying in the monthly payment on rent unless they want to pay an additional amount on top of what the market rate is for that house. So one of their incentives is to get ready for the mortgage is that they're going to stop paying me rent and they'll, you know, start making a mortgage payment and the title indeed is transferred in their name. Now, here's the important percentage or statistic I want to give you. With Paul and his team being involved with the tenant buyer of that home and being in the process, then somewhere around 80% or so of those are actually going to cash out and get a mortgage. The 20% that don't, something happened in their life that was unexpected. Either someone died, someone lost a job, somebody got a divorce, and there was something with the financial complexion of that household income changed. And typically what we want to do is we want to get the people ready for the mortgage within 12 months or less is what my initial goal is. Great thing about Paul and his team is he reviews the credit reports and looks at it, has a conversation with the tenant buyer. And, you know, Paul's like an attorney. He can't guarantee anything. But when you have, you know, worked on 2,000 or 3,000 files, you got a pretty good guess as to how long, you know, the process is going to take. If you do not use Paul's services for your rent-to-own buyers, and of course, you know, Paul, we've got a good percentage of the audience I have on here may need credit repair themselves, because what percentage still can't go to the bank today and get a mortgage of Americans? 80% or so? I know it's pretty high. But if you don't use Paul's service with your tenant buyers or your rent-to-own buyers, a minuscule percentage of those tenant buyers will ever get ready for a mortgage if they're left of their own devices. So I wanted to frame this, Paul, as to how important, you know, your service is for the real estate investor that's wanting those tenant buyers to move to cash out.
Well, that's you couldn't be more right on with that analogy and that overview of how our services impact the transaction, and having a wide audience to select from, having hundreds of files, having done, you know, the amount of business that we've done, it's very telling. If your business model is to put somebody in a house and hope that they fail, that might work in the short run, but you know, Jay, he's a member of a community down there. And if you ever go down and visit him, you'll understand kind of what he's got on going on down there. And he has to face these people, you know, in church and in his community, the people he gets the houses from. And he wants to make certain that whenever he talks with them in the future, that he did everything he possibly could to make certain that those people got to their end game, and he didn't misrepresent any sort of transaction. That's why his business perpetuates and survives so long, because of his business model is altruistic between whatever he's trying to accomplish and what they're trying to accomplish, a tenant buyer. So if you want to raise those odds and you want to, there's that. And then there's a legal ramification of not doing what you're, you know, misrepresenting a transaction, like, you know, our friend Dodd-Frank might come along and come up and bite you. But with our service, you've done everything you possibly, in the spirit of Dodd-Frank, you've done everything you possibly could in order to get them to an end game, including having an independent outside professional look at their affordability and then their credit as well.